This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the SDCC Fan Hotline is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. And Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy, B-A-L-D-Y, wherever you find podcasts. So very busy guy, and we appreciate him carving out a little time for us today. Brian, how are you? Thanks again for hooking up with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Sorry I missed you a couple times. I'm in the film room. I was just studying Derek Carr's performance against the Chiefs. I lost all track of time.
What did you come up with? Because just from somebody who didn't see any film, looked like Derek Carr was so good in that game that the Raiders almost got too far away from their running game.
Now they balanced it up. I mean, they had a hard time running it, you know, really effectively, but they ran it enough. So they balanced it up. But, you know, when Mahomes is out there, you know, really, you know, carving you up, like, you're not going to get that many tries at it. The thing is that in the game, the Raiders only had seven possessions. They scored in five of their seven possessions.
Wow.
Most games you get at least 10 to 12 possessions. So, I mean, they still had 26 runs in the game, didn't run for as many yards as they would wanted to. But I thought he was really – I mean, I know he could throw for more yards, he could throw for more touchdowns in the game, but I don't know if he could play better than what he did. It's an incredible chess match between him and what Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs defense were doing.
Brian, what have you seen from Derek Carr? Because he clearly looks like he's – as confident as he was that rookie season before he had the injury, he kind of had looked like he'd been searching for that. But he seems to be really, really comfortable in the offense that Gruden has for him. What are you seeing different from him this year than maybe the past couple of years?
Well, I think he's more than just confident. I mean, I think he believes that this is a really good football team, and he's got all the weapons that he needs right now. Nelson Aguilar has been a godsend.
Yeah,
you know, but with Renfro and Waller and Ruggs, you know, and the running backs that they have, he's got everything he needs to be a top flight offense. And now, I mean, between the motions and the shifts, and it's not quite yet what Mahomes has in Kansas City. When you talk about two centerpieces, you know, they've got Kelce and they've got Hill, and they move those two pieces around, and everybody else kind of like fits in. Well, they have Waller. You know, right now they have Ruggs at his speed, and now everybody else kind of fits in, and it's getting close to Kansas City because it was a great game this weekend.
Yes, it was.
They really match up well, but it is. But Carr really knows what he's looking at right now, and that's the difference, is that the motions to shift the offense and how he's seeing the defenses, like, it just, I think he really knows where to go with the ball.
Brian Baldinger is with us, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Let's stick with the Chiefs for a second, Brian, and talk a little bit about Mahomes and Kelce. Tony and I were just actually having this conversation. Mahomes has kind of taken over the lead as far as being the favorite for the MVP. I don't think anybody can argue that. But I brought up the idea that maybe Travis Kelce ought to get a couple of MVP votes. I know tight ends don't win MVP, but he gives them such an advantage that, frankly, no other team in the National Football League can even come close to. I mean, he's got 400 yards more receiving than any other tight end. And just his presence makes life so much more easy for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, is Travis Kelce almost underrated in the sense that he gives the Chiefs something nobody else can match?
Well, I don't think he's underrated. You know, they recognize that this is a big body. Okay, I mean, he's got a big wingspan. He's long. He runs like a wide receiver. You watch him in pregame warm-up run routes. I mean, there's no difference between him and any of the wide receivers. I mean, he runs the routes just the same at his size. Mm. He's got a presence to him. He really he's played a lot of football, so he really knows where the openings are, what he can do, what he can't do. Mahomes looks for him when he gets in trouble. He knows how to uncover and get into the passing vision of Mahomes. Now he's dependent upon Mahomes, though. I mean, I think if you put him, I don't know, let's just say you put him in Jacksonville's offense, he's not going to look like an MVP. So, and I'm not, you know, I mean, it's just not going to be the same. He wasn't the same when Alex Smith was the quarterback. But it is the way that they use him, the way that they, you know, I mean, they flex him, they rotate. You know, I mean, he's just such a chess piece that they use in so many different ways. And sometimes it's just a decoy, you know, what he can do. So it's a sophisticated passing game. It continues to evolve. But make no mistake about it, Mahomes is just a little more special than everybody else right now.
Brian, let's talk about the GOAT, Tom Brady, and that's Tampa Bay offense, which has seemingly been pretty inconsistent. You see a performance like last week where they're lighting up the scoreboard, and then you see them have a good first half and then kind of lose their way. Why do you think the inconsistencies have been there for the Buccaneers this year?
Well, I don't really think he's a good fit for the offense. Mm. I mean, last night they ran – like he's the worst-rated quarterback in the league right now when it comes to shots. I mean, passes of 20 yards or more.
Yeah.
And it was just one incompletion after another last night. And it's just not what he does. Maybe the year with Randy Moss, we scored 23 touchdowns. He threw the ball down the field like that. But, I mean, it's just vertical. A lot last night was Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans running just go routes. And, you know, Tom Brady, pick your choice. And, you know, he didn't make good decisions. And he didn't have a great touch. And Bruce Arians, once again, calls him out, you know, in a press conference the day after the game. But it's just not what Tom Brady has done. I mean, he's thrown to Wes Welker, and he's thrown to Julian Edelman, and he's thrown to Gronk over the middle of the field, between the numbers, you know, but not down the field and not outside the numbers. And I just don't think it's a good fit right now. And he tried to throw it to the backs a little bit last night. They dropped a bunch. But regardless, I think they're going to struggle and be inconsistent, like you say, when they go up against good defenses. And the Rams are a very good defense. They do a lot. They have a lot of good matchup players like Jalen Ramsey and, you know, Darius Williams. And, you know, it's just, they come after you in a variety of ways. And when they go up against good defenses, I don't know that this is the best way to really move the football. And they're going to see it against the Saints in the playoffs or the Rams in the playoffs. You're going to see some good defenses where, you know, throwing go routes is not going to be the way to win the game.
Do you think Tom Brady is – do we have to start asking questions about his age, or is that just too simple to ask that at this point?
Yeah, I think it's too simple. I mean, you know, he's taking every snap, and he's not hurt. And, you know, it's just – you know, it's a departure from what has made him great. I mean, if you look at the two touchdown throws that he made last night, you know, to Mike Evans and to Chris Godwin, he threw the ball short underneath. And then those guys made fantastic plays after the catch. I mean, ridiculous plays after the catch. And they are that type of player. They're capable of doing that consistently. But they were underneath throws. It wasn't down the field. And so I think there's got to be – I mean, Bruce Arians can be – you know, he can be funny, but he can be stubborn. And I think at some point, if this is going to really work, because they've got great talent, if this is going to work, I think there's got to be a better melting – between what Brady does best and what Arians wants to do.
Right. Brian Baldinger, radio.com, NFL insider, joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. And Brian, Steelers are 10-0. They don't seemingly get the same type of noise that the Chiefs are getting, but they're 10-0. Where do you see the Steelers in this AFC kind of standings?
Well, I think it's Pittsburgh and Kansas City have separated themselves amongst everybody in the AFC. And you can see a direct collision right now sometime in January between Pittsburgh and Kansas City for the AFC Championship. If you want to talk about MVP candidates, you have to talk about Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
he hasn't been sacked in the last 148 passes. You got to go back to the third quarter of the Ravens game in Week 7. The last time he's been sacked, he's thrown 148 passes without being sacked. And his receiving core is it's all homegrown kids. Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, James Washington, they all have a defined role. The addition of, the tight end right now is real. He makes a big difference in that offense. And the offensive line is playing as well as anybody. And then defensively, nobody sacks the quarterback more, takes the ball away more than the Steelers.
Yeah.
And so they did that again last year. They may lead the league in sacks and takeaways for the second year in a row. No team has ever done that in the history of the NFL. And they may do that this year. So if you're giving extra at-bats from the takeaways back to Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know. Like, you can start, they win this week, on Thanksgiving here against the Ravens. You can start, counting because it'll be a big deal. You get the 11-0, you're going to start counting the games down to perfection. And they're capable of doing it.
Yeah, they look like they are. They got a game in Buffalo. They got a game in Cleveland. They got a game at home against the Colts. But everything's doable right now in this strange season. Brian, thanks so much for catching up with us and continuing to effort to reach us today. I know it's a busy day, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us out here in San Diego. Have a very good holiday, and thanks for the good insight. Appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure. Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye. All right, you got it. There he is. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, driver Mercedes-Benz van. And find out how far an extra mile really goes. You can also hear Brian, and he did have some pretty good insight there, I must say. Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. Each new episode is out twice a week. Search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. And also, of course, his appearance on the program brought to you by our friends at the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.